And welcome back on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM at 106.1 FM. Welcome back in here to the studio, the Burst Furniture and Floor Covering Studios. Currently 64 degrees, expect a high today of 79. Of course, your time and temp is service of Mike and the crew at your local Grease Monkey. You can find them on the ones in North Platte. Welcome in Lisa from the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Lisa, how are you in the month of August?
I am good.
I'm sure you're glad that it's here. Before we dive into what we have coming up this month and the excitement of Nebraska Land Days, tell us how the professional boxing went this weekend.
It went really well, and it wasn't professional.
Oh, it was amateur.
It was USA Olympic sanctioned boxing, so it went really, really, really well. We had about 135 boxers, so we had over 50 matched bouts because they have to, you know, weigh the same. We learned a lot, and it went really, really well. They were very pleased with our facility, our organization, and yeah, it was a neat event. We had boxers from Utah, Oklahoma, Kansas was not able to, well, USA Boxing did a really good job for us. They kept states that were spiking in COVID away from us, so they couldn't come, which was very nice. I felt really good about that, and they did their best, and they did a really good job of keeping those high count states away. You know, Texas wasn't able to come, and so, but I guess, no, I shouldn't say that. They let some of West Texas, because they aren't spiking.
Well, and that's great that they monitor, too, because it's tough enough keeping track of what's going on in Lincoln County, let alone completely different states.
Yeah, so they helped us, you know, keep our local community safe with that. It was a mandatory mask event. The boxers had to wear a mask until right before they got into the ring. All the officials were masked, all the parents were masked, all of us volunteers and staff were masked. So it went really, really well. Safety was
priority.
That was part of USA's boxing's mandate with us doing it this year. And we've been working on this boxing event for a year and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they initially told us we would have about 300 boxers, and then COVID hit. And so we were going to be thankful if we hit about 90. So it was really neat. But we had Oklahoma, Wyoming, Colorado, some South Dakota, and Indiana, I believe. There's some that came from quite a ways away.
That's awesome.
So, and Utah. And then several across our state. You know, there's a big boxing group in Scottsbluff, Gearing, and then in the Crete, Omaha area, and Grand Island, they all came. And
interesting.
It's starting to grow here locally. We had, I think there were about 7 local boxers that competed.
Wow.
So, yeah, top tier has a boxing group. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be an annual event. They were trying to figure out how we had just one ring set up in the DNN this year, and they were trying to figure out how to get 3 boxing rings because they expect at least 400 next year. So
that's awesome.
They were able to get it put together, and you guys were able to get it put together. They've done it in a safe way, thoughtful, considerate way. And
we actually did a test event the 1st of July to make sure our COVID protocols, you know, fit everything. And they could still box. You know, they were worried about the referees being able to be heard because they had to wear masks too.
Sure.
And, you know, it's very important that these kids still get to do that. And they understood that they needed to keep their masks on to keep everybody safe. So, you know, they want to box, so they comply with those protocols.
And how was the crowd, the spectators?
We had a few local spectators, but most of them were parents and family. Mm-hmm. So, At one time there might have been 100 in there, but we had bleachers, you know, everybody
scattered.
There was a lot of space.
There was
that was the plan from all along, because the DNN you can space out of the DNN.
Right.
So even before the COVID, that was something that people were going to do.
Yeah. So. The plan that we submitted to the healthcare, West Central Health District was, I think, the max we would have in there was 1,600, and the total capacity is over 5,000. So we were well under that, and we didn't come anywhere close. You know, there might have been, we probably had, probably 50 officials and volunteers at one time, maybe, and then maybe 100, you know, parents and
spectators
family.
Spectators and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a
but
great...
But they came and went throughout the two
yeah.
days, so...
Well, that's a great economic impact, too, here, Lisa, because these individuals didn't come alone.
Correct.
They stayed
yeah.
at our hotels,
yes.
went to our restaurants, did some shopping and tourism here.
Yes, they did.
And they didn't do it alone. They
correct.
Brought several with them,
yep.
so...
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, it was a great event.
And there's room to grow.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Cool.
So we were excited about that. Yeah. So, and the powwow was this weekend. I think
yes.
that was successful. They, you know, got through that, their protocols as well. And, you know, now we're today, actually yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we are doing a photo shoot with our marketing campaign with our kind of crazy fake Buffalo Bill. That campaign works so well for us and gets a lot of, you know, good interaction. And, you know, we use Buffalo Bill to show all the outdoor activities and things that North Platte has to do in a humorous way.
Mm-hmm.
So he's back. Yesterday we tanked down the river and did some things at Dusty Trails and the Buffalo Bill Ranch. And then we shot some of our group tour things that we do with the museum and the Buffalo Bill Ranch. And today we're working on sports, so we're out at Legion Billwood Field, and we have the First National team is out there bantering back and forth with our Buffalo Bill. And we'll do MMA wrestling at 1, and then we're doing cornhole, which is another, you know, big thing that we are working on is cornhole. And tomorrow the Golden Spike, and then back at the Lincoln County Historical Museum, and then Nebraskaland Days, the rodeo.
These are little video clips mostly, right?
Right, video and still photography, yes.
And where do you show them? How do you get them out to the public?
We do a lot, and understand that we did suspend a lot of our advertising this year. Our print brochures are still out there. We did start doing some social media stuff the 1st of July when we felt that it was comfortable to start bringing people back to our community.
Sure.
We just didn't want them here until we knew kind of where the COVID stuff was going to land. And but in a normal year, we do a lot of internet marketing, and when people are looking for something or see videos on the internet, you see those pre-commercials things.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of it goes, and our marketing agency targets those individuals who are interested in outdoor activities. They're looking at Nebraska, I always like to say when you're looking for, use the black dress as an example. You're shopping for a black dress. Unfortunately, when you're on the internet, everything that you do is monitored and they track it. So then for a month, you see these little teasers about the little black dress off to the side because you were looking for it. One time, you maybe spent 2 minutes looking for that, but that's how our stuff is targeted. We do that. We do a lot of social media, and that's a lot. That is the same way we can focus in on a demographic where they like history, they like trains, and they're looking to travel, so we can target market them on paid social media
sure.
as well. So that's
so you get
that's
out in a wide area.
We
way.
Do. We do get
a lot
very
of,
good.
Yeah. Try to reach an audience that's outside of North Platte.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
yeah. That's no. Yeah. Our target audience is not North Platte. It's not. You know.
We already know about the greatness. So.
Right. Well, we hope we do. We know this summer because we didn't do that marketing and our staff needed things to do. We did focus on a lot of things locally to. To show off North
sure.
Platte, we did that selfie contest. We did a puzzle contest. And right now we're doing a video contest. So people who can, submit
videos. Just to
remind
videos.
Us yeah.
of
you know, I think people forget how much
well,
we have
we
to do.
Well, the things we take for granted in our own backyard.
Yep.
So. We do. So, and it all brings a lot of dollars, into our community. We just finished our economic impact for 2019, and it's about $105 million a year.
Wow.
So that's a lot of money that comes in our
it
community,
is.
And there's a lot of money that we missed out on this year, a lot. So, and it's a struggle, but,
Yep.
Next year will be different.
Well, so. You're working hard over there.
Yeah.
And you know, appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to give a shout out to David Fudge and the Nebraska Land Days Group, because I know they're getting a lot of grief from locals. You know, they our concerts. They are, you know, he's only allowing 25% of the capacity of that facility.
Right.
That facility will hold 13,000 people, and for the concert, they're only allowing 3,000. Mm-hmm. And the rodeo, they are going up to about 50%, but again, they're making the, for and that's much less because that's just the grandstands.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're giving people the ability and the, you know, to social distance and stay away from each other. So.
And they're encouraging the social distancing.
Yes,
and
they are.
And encouraging you to wear a mask when
yes.
you come to the gate. And if
yes.
you want to take it off when you get to your spot in the grandstands, that's fine. But they are encouraging you to wear it when
yes.
you walk up and go to concessions or restroom or whatever.
Yes.
And for the concerts, too, Lisa,
yep.
I'm sure you know better than we do, but there's going to be a lot of space.
Yes, much, much.
We're thinking about years past. We're thinking about
yeah.
Florida Georgia Line, things like that. Apples
no.
and oranges.
Nope.
It's completely
yep.
different this
yes.
year. There's going to be people to be seated in those picnic tables with a group
Correct.
Of six.
Correct.
Obviously, those are a group of individuals that
know each other.
Yeah,
yep.
They're not strangers.
Right.
So.
Family. Yes.
So they're going to be sitting close together in their groups, but other than that, they're going to be spread out
yeah.
throughout the arena. There's
right.
going to be a lot of room there. So.
Right. And we have to remember, you know, if you're not comfortable going, don't go.
Yeah,
you
nobody's
know?
Making you go.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, we need that opportunity to bring our economy back here
mm-hmm.
locally as well. And,
and
you
it's
know,
for the small businesses, too.
Right.
I mean, this is not just for
Nebraska
Land Days office
right.
or for tourism.
Exactly.
It's for all of us.
Yeah, there's, you know, all those individual groups that put on things like tonight is the, you got those guys were just here, the Prime Rib Feed. That is a fundraiser for those groups. And there's
mm-hmm.
so many of those groups and volunteers that make their year happen by the fundraising that they do during Nebraska Land Days. And
yeah.
that's what's so neat about the whole event is it is a community event. And but my hat yeah. is off to them for, you know, it's been super, super stressful for them because they didn't know if they could have it. And thank goodness we can do it at a lower scale and we can still
yeah, a lot of challenges.
Get some yeah. somewhat kind of normal. We
and
all
they,
need that.
They worked really hard.
Yeah.
To get
yes,
thing
they
put
have.
Together and they, you know, deal with all the unexpected stuff and all the uncertainties and
yes.
a lot of what ifs.
Yeah, and all the serious concerns that we
yep.
all have.
Yeah.
So
and
they've done a great job.
And
yeah.
we had David on last week too. The cleaning crew for the mm-hmm. grandstands is doing increased sanitation this
yes.
year too.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah.
going to be extra hand sanitizer available.
Right.
So they are taking extra steps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That at our boxing event, there was hand sanitizer on every VIP table and almost on every corner. We had ordered hand sanitizing stations, and of course they didn't come in, so we borrowed the ones from the fair. And we have a fogger, so we went through the bathrooms and the grandstands in the evening and fogged and cleaned everything. And USA Boxing, the local boxing group, fogged between each bout, so they
wow.
the whole ring. Sorry, I'm not a boxer, but
right.
learning a lot. but they cleaned the ring and the mat, and we use the same cleaners that the USA Olympic wrestling team uses to keep.
If it's
everything.
Good enough for them, it's good enough.
That's
for us.
What I thought. You know, if it's got their seal of approval, I think we can use it. So.
Now, Lisa, we do have to wrap up. Anything
yep.
else you want to add here in the month
That's,
of August?
That is it. You know, get out, be safe, you know, social distance, wear your mask, you know. I'm not
well,
a big mask fan either, but, you know, hey, I will wear it because, you know, if it gets us through this problem faster, I'm willing to wear
All for it.
So.
It.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and if it makes some people that are maybe older or have compromised immune systems, if it makes them feel better,
yes.
it's worth it for that alone.
Yes, I agree. Makes people feel better.
Well,
so.
People are eager to get out, too, and it's such a delight to see some events that you can go to again.
Mm-hmm.
After being cooped up and
yeah.
and you know,
by the way,
all
the corn feed at the Lincoln County Historical Museum had the same numbers that they did last year, so it was
awesome.
Very successful.
Hey,
for
that's
them.
Great.
So yeah.
well,
good
Lisa,
deal.
Thanks
right,
for joining
thank you guys.
Us. We'll let you get back.
Thanks
to
for all you do.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a check of news.